What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. Let's go. And we going. Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
What's up? This is Rob.
And your girl, Nisha.
Yeah. And if you guys can't tell, we're back in the studio together. Everybody's celebrating. It's only for 2 seconds.
Yes, sir.
If you haven't checked out any of our episodes, please make sure you go check them out. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And if you haven't followed us, make sure you followed us on all our social medias at Y'all Ain't Easy_podcast. Facebook is Y'all Ain't Easy and RJD podcast. Yeah. So we're very excited about our podcast. Yes, I did that backwards, but I'm doing it anyway right
welcome
now.
Welcome back. You know, you're a little rusty, man. It's our first time face to face for a while.
Wow. That's that rusty.
But I'm proud of you, though. You got it done.
I showed up today.
Good job.
But, you know, as we normally say, we're excited about our podcast. We bring our conversations to you about how we feel about the world. Family, life, relationships.
And whatever else we want to talk about.
That's what it is. How's everybody doing? I mean, it's good to see everybody's face instead of on Zoom.
I know.
Everybody looks healthy.
For real.
Yeah. I'm feeling good. Today's a nice day out. It's not too cold.
Yeah.
I don't know. My daughter had me, man, this AAU stuff.
It's crazy.
And she's involved in other stuff. So she has some community service stuff she had to do for a program that she's in morning. So I've been up since like 7.
That's dope.
But I'm good. I'm feeling all right.
That's dope. No complaints.
How y'all fellas doing?
I'm doing good, you know, other than, you know, like you said, it's nice outside, but it's colder in this studio, I feel like, than it is outside. You know what I'm saying?
They've been using them out.
Yeah, I'm in here hoodied up. Excuse me.
It's the conditions that, you know, we have to record and produce that good
content.
We're going to thug it out. Yeah.
Good week, man. Similar to what Renisha was saying, you know, AAU been like taking over our lives, man. But it's fun, man. It's all for the kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But a good day today. You know?
Yeah.
Good week.
Same here. I'm good.
All right.
Happy to be back in the studio to, you know,
my brother,
to record.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See all the people, all my people, I should say.
And you came in here with a shirt.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Can I explain your shirt situation?
Can you explain?
Since you brought
that up. I want to hear this because I don't have one of those either.
I don't even get it.
You actually got your own shirt.
We ain't talking about me though.
You
right
actually
now.
Had a no. Did you have a hoodie before everybody else?
I did. Yeah, I did.
But Renisha has t-shirts. But what happened is I moved out of the state, and for some reason
this ain't gonna go well. Go ahead.
The t-shirt was supposed to be left back here, but I realized as I'm unpacking, I'm like, why is that package from FedEx sitting right here? And I was supposed to bring it. But I gotta find it.
Well, I'm
he lost it. So the truth finally came out at the end. He lost the t-shirt.
That's how much I mean.
Exactly.
That's not true. There's a lot going on. But as soon as I touch down back home, I'm gonna go find your t-shirt.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna make sure I
t-shirt.
Ship them. I'm gonna ship them to you overnight. But yes, you do have t-shirts. It's the craziest thing. And I was kind of pissed because I was waiting till the morning where I had to fly out that I'm looking for the package.
Okay,
Donnell.
Okay, Donnell. We're going to roll with that.
I swear.
We're going to roll with
I
that.
I promise you.
Live.
It doesn't even make sense. But other than that, I'm good, you know. I'm good.
For sure. Yeah. Our brother's not here today.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be back soon.
Absolutely.
Joaquin.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to our brother, Joaquin.
Oh, yes, so, Donnell, you got to hold your own today.
I'm good. I came very prepared.
For some reason... to you know,
yeah,
hold you down.
Yeah, no, I was good, to be honest with you. I was actually like right there. I was ready to court, ready to go in and ready for everything, but there's a certain person that gave me an extra oomph. last night.
Uh-oh.
Someone gave me an extra ump last night because someone is like being a thorn in my side.
Here we go. And
now it's time. All gloves are off. So, you know, there was something I was supposed to prepare as far as a certain thing, but I didn't get that together. But yeah, we're gonna address him at some point later show.
Let the cat out the bag. Okay. Who are you talking about?
I don't know. You got people that you like to send.
So for those that listen, there's been like an ongoing for the last couple of months, back and forth. Well, actually, really just a back from Darnell because the other individual hasn't said anything, right?
What?
Darnell's attacking this man.
Wow.
Francis. He's talking about Francis. So I get a text, was it yesterday from Darnell?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just strolling. Oh, it's on. Right? I'm like, what is going on? He's like, yo, Francis, right?
Yeah.
So he's going in. He's like, I'm ready for him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
But he says he's ready for Francis. I really wanted to get Francis in studio today. Unfortunately, he could not be here.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are absolutely setting that up.
Yeah.
Because y'all two have not let that go since that incident shot.
I don't want it to be no other way except for in the studio.
Yeah, yeah. It has to be. Because I'm sure everybody listening is trying to figure out the what, and the
yes,
why.
Yes, yes.
Rob already said who it was. It was Francis. You know, I had a whole breakdown for him. It was really going to get bad. And we're getting recorded right now, but on the recorded device is all my notes just for Francis. Just for Francis.
So Francis, for those that are listening, yeah. can I please? We had an episode called Shots Fired.
Yes.
And we were talking about gun control and we were having a big debate.
Yes.
And Francis had some words for Darnell.
Yes.
And Francis, you know, very eloquently spoke up about Darnell's tendency to cut people off. So ever since Francis stood up for himself against Darnell, it's been a back and forth. So we're going to get Francis in studio for y'all to hear about this.
Yeah, you know that's absolutely crazy because if anybody's listening, you know, Francis is Rob's friend. Now, if you've been listening, Rob has been the one advocating that I like to cut people off. And it just so happens that someone by the name Francis come on the show and he repeats basically the same thing.
He's an avid listener.
So he's been waiting to really get that out. So he had his opportunity to tell me, you know, I know you like to cut people off, but I'm not really offended about it. You know what I mean? I really don't care too much.
For six
but
months.
I like for people, you know,
for
to
six
get
months.
With,
yeah.
Because this is what Francis do that Rob is trying to hide from his friend. All right. Francis go after that and he's like tagging in all his gun photos. All his gun photos. It's absolutely ridiculous. And just so happened, I haven't been on Facebook for the last couple of days. I get on 59 notifications. And out of those 59, about 10 of them was from Francis. He just goes and start liking all old posts that ain't got nothing to
he's
do with nothing.
He's supporting you.
No, he's not. He literally did that. He didn't respond to the post where you told him to come in the studio and I'm waiting for you. I said, come on down. He didn't say nothing about that. He just wants to go in and start liking all old posters just to be a thorn in my side.
Francis
he did
wants
that
you
on
to know.
Purpose.
Oh, he wants you to know he's out there. He just want to remind you
that he's out actually there. Listening. That's what's up. All right, Francis, you got too much time. You may not even get the last segment. But anyway, we had something that we wanted to talk about. And
Excuse me.
No,
that's fine.
It's really good,
that's
though.
It's really good.
I'm so thirsty.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. But there's something that I really wanted to talk about, that I wanted to address the group about. It's something that's been out there for a while, and it's that saying that you are who you hang around. Renisha pointed something out earlier today, that birds of a feather flock together. And the reason why, you know, I feel that in some kind of way you are who you hang around. And I listened to one podcast and they said something funny how they put friends in categories. So they had this, I don't even know how to say it right now, but a shitty friend, someone that was just no good, very toxic. Okay. And their excuse was it doesn't really carry on to them. It has nothing to do with their character that they continue to hang on with this person. It's just that they're fun to hang around. And I thought that was very weird because I think if it may not really mess with kind of like your behavior, it does question your character a little bit. The why do you hang out with someone that's just like no good for you, do people wrong, just a piece of, you know what? But they're fun to go to the club with. And I think that's very weird. I think that's very weird. I think when you hang around people that may do people wrong in certain aspects in life, it may actually hurt you in some way. It may mess up opportunities for you. Because if I'm sitting there looking at someone for maybe, say, a certain project whatsoever, and I see that they're always hanging around with people that just, like, no good, and I know of them, I'm like, I'm not going to mess with you. Because to be honest with you, for me, I don't put anybody in my circle, waste any of my time with anybody that I feel is toxic and no good.
Got you.
So I just wanted to address that and throw that out to you, because I just feel like it does say a little bit about it, your character. There's no such thing of saying, oh, they're fun to hang with, so I deal with all the other city. You basically pick what you like, even though they're shitty. You know what I mean?
But if that's really all they do, it's like, what? You know, you have groups of friends for different reasons. Like, you'll have the friend that you do go to the club with, but y'all don't do museums and other things.
Yep.
Like, because that's not that friend.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Maybe that's,
yeah,
maybe,
but
that's that. I mean, but I get what you're saying.
I got category friends, but none of them are toxic people.
So I understand that. I understand that.
I disagree.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
I've had some, like, toxic friends that have been really fun to hang around with. But like Renisha was saying, and kind of getting towards, like, I choose where I bring them around and what avenues, like, they're in, right? So, like, I got friends that have been troublemakers, but they're funny troublemakers, right? Like, they've cracked jokes. You know, I've had a great time. Other people don't like them, but, like, we laugh. We have a good time. I mean, I just think you have to be.
I think that's different.
How is it different? If they think it's, no.
Level of toxic are we talking about? Because I guess everybody has a little bit of toxicity.
Yeah, we're not saying that someone, you can't have nothing wrong with you. But if someone that is just like a toxic person, always in somebody's business, always starting stuff, just becomes nothing but drama, no good, always taking and never giving out. Just, they're just not even no aspect of a good friend.
Well, I wouldn't want to be around somebody like that.
Yeah, no. But no. That's what I'm saying. Like, people think, but that you still throw them in categories because they're good to go to the club with? Or go hang out with, you know, so they're funny.
I mean, they might be funny, though. Like, that's the one thing that's in the back of my mind that's sticking with me where I'm like, but if they're funny, though,
nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
nah.
I'm saying.
You would waste your energy with someone that's really no good as a person, but because they're funny?
Case in point, if I'm throwing a party,
yeah,
right, I'm having to get together. I'm trying to figure out how to mix people in, right?
Yeah.
I might invite the funny dude that's going to break the mood and have mad jokes. Now, he's going to be toxic and probably piss some people off, but I'm going to have a good time because this dude's mad funny. Like, I still think you can bring a toxic person around if they fit the setting that you're inviting them to, if that makes sense.
I disagree. No, continue.
I'm just saying, I obviously nobody wants to be around someone who's a constant drag,
yeah,
and, like, pulling you down and,
yeah,
not pouring into you as you pour into them. I get that part.
Yeah.
But if they have one attribute that you're saying, like, they're hilarious. Like, that would be the one thing if I'm like, all right, this dude's mad, aggravating, but yo, he be funny, and I want to go out tonight and have a good time, and Joe is going to be insane, so I'm going to bring him to this party. You know, like, I would be selective and bring that person around if I'm trying to have a good time.
So I got a question.
Yeah.
How does that person even get the actual title of actually being called a friend if they don't have nothing about them but they're funny? How is that a friend? Is that an associate or somebody you that work or he's always in a setting that you're in? Is that a friend?
Is every friend for y'all, like, serious? Like, is every friend like you don't have people that, like, are just there for a reason? I have people that, and don't, no disrespect to anybody who's listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like, yeah. I'm not trying to disrespect friends, but, like, you know your friends and you know kind of what they bring to your life and what they don't, right?
That's fine.
Like, so, like, there are people that are hilarious that don't get along with anybody.
That's fine.
Besides you. Like, so I would still be friends with that person.
Yeah,
yes.
But they're not toxic in your life. Like,
well,
you don't.
Well, they could be toxic in the sense that other people don't like them. So, like, if I'm inviting them out to a group event,
yeah,
I may know, yo, 90% of this room hates this dude, but he's my guy. He's my guy.
Why?
Right? Because we have a connection. Like, forget whatever problems he has with other people. I'm big on that too.
Yeah.
If I rock with you,
yeah,
like, people aren't gonna say something to me to make me not rock with you.
Yeah.
It's gotta be your actions that change our relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I absolutely have people that I rock with that people can't stand because they fit not a need, but, like, they're good for me. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like, that's okay. Why I think that's the only way I would say a toxic friend is okay, you know, when you control the
really
setting.
Are they really toxic, though? What makes
no, I got some toxic friends. The people I'm thinking about, I want to say names, but I don't want to offend nobody.
No, don't do that.
Like, but, like, I'm thinking of, like, specific people that, like, I actually, yeah. like, treat this way.
Yeah.
You know? And you have to.
Yeah, no, I cut a lot of people off that. I don't have time for that, to be honest with you. I mean, I have friends that are funny or whatever. That's all good, you know. But if you're someone that is toxic, I don't have time for that. I really don't. And it's not that I'm being serious or whatever. Like, you know, I got friends that are funny and good to have a good time with, but they're not shitty people. I can't. No, no.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I mean, is having toxic ways always means that, like, you're a shitty person?
What if you don't know you're toxic?
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Break that. But
like, what is so, like, you can't be a good person and be toxic? Because you're saying, I don't want to have friends who are toxic. I don't want anyone who's not a good person.
No.
So are you saying that someone who has toxic behaviors can't be a good person? Just because, like,
if they clean themselves up, yeah. How they, if they're, I don't think
that behaviors are usually circumstantial, right? Like, depending upon what's going on, behaviors come about with certain instances. But I'm saying, if you have a friend who has always been there for you, who you can trust, who you can talk to, who always did right by you, but you know that they maybe gossip or maybe mind other people's business or do some of those toxic things that you've mentioned, but as far as their person and their actual character to you, you understand this person a little bit deeper. So you see the toxicity in them, but you also know that this person, as a person, they're genuine to you. Like, they really love you. Mm-hmm. They really care. You see it. They show it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I'm saying, like,
I get
can
going
a person
with that.
Have toxic traits and still be a good person?
I for me, I've had people like that, and I tend to just, they fade away at some point. They do fade away at some point.
I think because the behaviors get exhausting.
It does. It definitely get exhausting. And I can't, as me, just the way I am, you can be good as heck. We can just have, like, a great time. We good chemistry, a good friendship. But if I see you as a person that just constantly, like, how is nothing in your life right? Like, you can't reflect this. Why is everybody, like, everybody got an issue with you? Like,
actually,
except for me, because I kind of understand you. You're a knucklehead. Like, I understand that. But doggone, man, that's how you wake up in the morning and that's, like, wait, you want to piss three out of four people off. But, Rob, it's crazy.
No, I was about to go on your side, and then you kept talking. And then I was like, you know what? Nope, this is why I'm here.
No, why?
Because I'm going to tell you. I have a friend who is extremely toxic.
Yeah.
And, like, you just reminded me, because he has problems with everybody. Mm. Like, it never starts off that way, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're always cool. Everything's all kumbaya. But I know at some point in time it's going to turn, because they can't help. And honestly, I feel like they put things in their head. Like, they believe that they're always being done wrong, or people's trying to do them shady. So, like, they end up undoing a lot of relationships, right? But I know that person has that problem. I've known that person has that problem for 30 years, right? I can't find it inside of myself to completely separate from that person. Because in some ways, I feel like that person needs me, right? Because I don't know what it is, but we've been able to establish, like, bro, I'm not going to, like, hurt you to the point where, like, we ain't going to be cool, right? So, like, I can't separate from that person, because I know that, like, I love that individual. And they love me, but they've got problems. You get what I'm saying? So, like, why would I would be wrong of me to separate from them completely, knowing that?
I think you can love people and care for people from a distance. I think if it's something that obviously you've known for a really long time, if you've accepted it, right? I think that's important that you've accepted it. It's also different when you're trying to defend and say this person isn't toxic, right? Yeah, so you're saying you're not doing that. No. So you've already accepted that. And if it hasn't affected you in ways where like you're spending time thinking about it, or it's affecting your mental health where you're like stressing about what's going on with this individual and their behavior, or something that they did has directly affected you or your family, then I agree. I don't necessarily see, oh, well,
so because it has, there are times where it's affected me too.
Then no, then those are boundaries. So you're not putting up any boundaries for yourself, right? And your family. And you have to be in good mental space so that you can be in good mental space for your family. So it's a definite direct effect of you. So you definitely have to find a way to cut that. Like, you can't allow someone else's toxic behaviors to affect you in a way where, you know, it's a negative effect on you. You can't allow that to happen. Friendship or no, 10 years, 30 years, 20 years, 3 days.
I'm hearing you. I know you was going to say something because I was going to respond to that.
No, go ahead.
Well, real quick, I don't want you to lose your
I get it.
But my thing is, I feel a level of guilt. I'm just being completely transparent right now. There's a level of guilt I have from completely separating. So what I do is I back away when they start to impact me. I just give them like some space to be like, we'll reconnect when the moons and the sun and the stars reconnect. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Like, but I do back away. But, you know, but to completely cut them off, like Darnell's saying, I would feel a tremendous level, like sense of guilt because I know they're broken. You get what
can
I'm
I,
saying?
Can I correct that?
Go ahead, please.
All right, since you're going to say like I'm saying.
I was just trying to point out what you said.
The way I do my thing is very smooth. it fades.
I cut you like butter.
No. Oh, it comes a fade friendship real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, to a point you're already thinking like a year later and be like, what the hell happened to Darnell?
But see, I think that's a toxic way to deal with that.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. Because I don't have the brain power to sit to talk to a grown man about all the people that, you know,
but
what
see,
I mean? I'm not doing it.
But
I'm
see,
not doing
if
it.
If your friends, this is not so we're not going to agree on this. We're not going
to
agree on this,
well,
right?
I mean, then we're going to go back to what we talked about before. It depends on what type of level of friend you are that am I going to waste my time.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But if they're a friend, I'm taking a friend as a friend.
But is that the case when everybody calls everybody a friend, but they're all different type of levels,
you
right?
You just mentioned about how you have, you know, friends that, you know, you
That's fine.
About the
that's fine. But what I'm hearing from Darnell, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, right? Because I like to. No, I just want to be clear in what we're saying.
Go ahead.
You're saying if a friend does something or if they're toxic and they affect you in a negative way that you do not like and you're done with them, you'll just. Like, you just cut them off is what you're saying. Like, yeah, and you're saying you don't even have to have the conversation. You'll just fade to black. And I think, yo, I'm just saying that to me, like, I value friendships more than that. And I'm not trying to judge my friendship.
Oh,
value.
Now we're going to stop.
No, bro,
no,
I'm being
no,
honest.
No, we ain't going to do that. Hold on.
So I get what you're saying.
Yes.
Because I feel like I'm call people on their shit, right? Yeah. So, like, if you're someone who is my friend who I care about and some shit's going on with you that I feel like might need some correction or bring it to your attention, maybe you don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a conversation about these behaviors, whether they're these toxic behaviors we're talking about. And maybe let you know how I'm feeling and see if there can be some sort of adjustments made. But
see, we're trying to have a fix your life moment. I ain't gonna fix yourself, and if
see
it comes
how he
back,
did.
Or then and then if in fact that doesn't change, then you know what I'm saying. Like, you can definitely go ahead and start to fade to black.
Yeah.
I fade to black, but it's just like I let you do.
Ghost,
yo, he's just like ghost.
And I think
that's what I'm saying.
People do that. I mean, I guess there's mixed things about that because people do it to preserve. Like, people know themselves, so people are like. Why am I going to, when I know at the end, this is how I feel. There's no need for me to go back and forth to stress myself out even more. I'm just going to leave it alone, go on about my business. And it's also, people also feel that people know what the hell they be doing, right? Like, people feel like grown people know when they're being fucked up. So why do you have to tell another grown
more than once.
When you have to tell another grown person
like, dang.
What you're doing? So people just step off. So I guess I kind of understand that. I don't like that with me. I would prefer someone tell me, and then if you're going to step off, at least I know why.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I get it.
Since I mean, it kind of goes back to what Rob was saying, since he always wanted to say, like, what I said.
I just wanted to clarify what you were saying, bro.
It's kind of like one of those things, like, if you hanging around someone that, you know, has never done nothing to you, right? But you see him keep doing a whole bunch of things to other people. And then I find it hard that at some point it won't end up happening to you. I find it hard. When that thing comes knocking on your door, you'd be like, damn. All right, that's strike one.
But you ain't even giving him strike one.
No, but that's strike one. Yeah. Well, that's like strike two. Like, it's slowly fading. I'm not going to sit there and keep having conversations with
that.
You. Right?
I guess I get
no,
that.
No, you're doing it to yourself. You're allowing it to fade. Like, and then, like, no more you can't.
Yeah, I'm
pull
definitely
off
not
of me
talking
anymore.
To nobody like they're my kid, like over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing that.
But
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like, let's say, like, you know, my best friend. We've been friends for 30 years almost. So, like, we're gonna talk about every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's never going anywhere. Like, our friendship, we're just gonna have to push through. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to hurt each other's children or something something crazy, and that's never gonna happen. So. We're going to talk through some stuff. I mean, we ain't been through nothing crazy, but we've had to have difficult conversations about behaviors. You know, she calls me on my shit. I call her on her shit.
Mm-hmm.
And because of where it's coming from and who it's coming from, I respect it enough to listen to what she has to say. And if doable, make the necessary changes. You know what I mean? But that's when you're listening and coming from, when you listen to a person who you care about and who you know cares very much about you, so you're knowing that what they're saying to you is not trying to dog you or badmouth you. They're saying it for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
So you take it into consideration. And if it's something that you can change, then you work on that and change it. That's like in any relationship. If you bring it up to someone who you're with that there's a problem, you love that person and care about that person enough, you try to make a way if you can.
Yeah.
Everything can't be changed.
But see, I think that what you're saying is different than what Darnell is saying.
Yeah.
You know, because Darnell's saying, like, yo, you literally said, right? You said earlier when you were talking about this, he said, I will cut somebody off to the point where it'll be a year later and they'll come back and be like, what the heck happened? Right.
Yeah.
So that, to me, I think you're wrong in that situation.
No.
Because if the person might have done something to offend you, right, in their toxicity, whatever it is going on in their life, they did something to offend you, for them to go back and be like, yo, what happened between me and Darnell? That wasn't an intentional act. Because you, Renisha, had kind of hinted that people know what they're doing. That sounds like somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
No, they do. They do.
How do
they
know?
That's the same person that you believed in, that you thought that would never turn back on you. You let him be toxic to everyone else, but because you had a good relationship and you had an understanding, you didn't think that would turn around and hit you back.
And that has happened. But you know what I do?
That's my point.
I confront it. And that's the difference.
I know, because you like to confront
everything. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm speaking about the difference in the way that we handle it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying your way is right or wrong, or my way is right or wrong. I'm just saying, maybe you might have a little bit of toxicity in you.
No,
because you.
if you listen,
I love you to death.
Yeah,
but I have toxicity in me.
Right,
like right now, I might be a little toxic.
No,
now.
But can I explain?
That's a word. We're gonna Google that. That's a word. That's a factual word.
I feel like
Google it. Now I want to prove my point. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's cool, but I feel like as a friend, I feel like I set up. How do I want to say it? I feel like I show my friends who I am as a person.
You definitely
if
do.
I'm explaining that right.
You definitely do. You're a great friend.
And vice versa, if you actually understand someone and you've been friends with someone for a certain amount of time, you know that there's certain lines that you just don't cross. Not saying you can't make a mistake, not saying you don't have arguments. If you're friends, of course, everything ain't all peachy, but if it's just so, you cross the line to a point of no return, I don't need to have a discussion with you about it.
But most people know when they're doing, not everyone doesn't know when they're doing messed up stuff. They really don't know. They might.
Do they know when they're stealing from a friend?
Now you're talking something specific, and I don't know about situation.
No, but I'm like, we got to talk about some real stuff that friends do.
Stole
like,
from Darnell. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, I mean, everybody go around talking around somebody's back, but when you hear something that comes back to you that you know 1,000% ain't true,
this
type of stuff, like, I don't want to be like holding people's hand like they don't know what they're doing when they do something wrong different. To somebody or they cross the line. You know what you're doing. You already know what the risk that can be happening unless they know that you're somebody that they can get over on.
Most people know what they're doing, especially the people who, when it's brought to their attention, continue to do it. Yeah. Right? Like, you know what you're doing because even if you didn't at first, someone now brought it up. And so now you should know. I mean, but not everybody brings things up either. Like, people end up in these situations because for so long people just allow their behaviors to go without anyone addressing it because it's like, oh, that's just how they are.
That's true.
Oh, that's just how they are.
You kind of know, you kind of do say it, but you may not be so serious about it. Some people laugh and stuff.
Yeah, and so that's the problem. Like, there's no serious, you know, matter of fact, let's have this conversation because what you're doing.
You kind of have that cool with like friends and stuff like that. But if it continues to happen, I'm like,
you can't.
No, I'm not going to act like I wouldn't have conversations with friends that just did something dirty to me, and I'm like, I'm going to explain it to you, but I'm only explaining it to you one time. That's all I'm going to say.
And I think that's cool. Like, I just wanted to get into just you just saying, I'll just straight ghost you.
I mean, you're good with grabbing certain things that I say and you want to run with it.
Listen, that's the beauty of being recorded. I just wanted to point out what you said. That's all cool. It was.
Anybody out there listening has ever been ghosted. I didn't really like too much of your character, and that's just not the direction I was going in my life. I'm sorry.
So he ghosted you. So now you heard that 20 years later after he didn't ghosted you. You finally got that resolution, that closure.
So I got a question.
Yeah.
Friends, all right? I'm going to use me as an example since we don't want to give anybody's name.
Mm-hmm.
If we were friends and you knew that I go around robbing or stealing, anything like that, I didn't do anything to you.
Yeah.
We have a good relationship. We chop it up, whatever. We go places, whatever. But you knew me as a person that go around just robbing and stealing money. And, you know, that was my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You still going to be friends with me?
Do I need anything? Like, are you a booster?
Are you a booster? Say maybe because.
But if I'm benefiting you, we good. We good.
All right, all right. What do you steal?
Exactly.
We ain't gonna act like we ain't had nobody in the neighborhood that
was
brings
you in
all
that car that ran through the Chanel store.
I'm just saying
that brings up a whole nother conversation. I'm sorry, we start somewhere and then go fin. Like, we have people in the neighborhood. I don't know if anybody else, but I'm saying we have people in the neighborhood that we ain't never had to go to CVS and Walmart.
Never.
But that was
my question. You cannot. You gotta be very clear.
Nah, man, you can get a whole bag of stuff for $10 and keep it. But hey, you know, I don't know. You guys can listen to what we were saying and ask your questions. See if you got any, you know what I mean? You can still coexist, with someone that is not up to par. But, you know, because, they're funny to you or you like chilling with them, you allow them to still just be.
That was a shot. Thank you, Renisha, for pointing that out.
I promise you it's not because if you have a conversation with a lot of people, they do put a lot of their friends in categories or certain people that, you know, they only hang out with them, whatever, because they know that they're no good over here or stuff like that. I think that's too much brain power. I don't have time. It's different with family. You know that your family can't be in every setting. They're not going with you. I'm like, they're not coming with us
we
on
know.
A trip because they know they don't mesh.
Oh, yeah, we do.
They
I
know that
y'all.
They're not mesh.
I love y'all.
But I'm not picking and choosing with friends because I know you know what I mean? I ain't doing that.
I'm glad you told the world that you will cut them like butter real quick in the middle of the night and never come back for 20-30 years.
No, I let it fade.
And let you think about it.
You know what I'm saying?
And wonder why.
It'd be sad. Mm-hmm. That's
well, since you want to bring that back up, let's just talk about that for a second.
Here we go.
No, just bring it about back on me. I don't know. I kind of I get offended like when a say friend it, does
say it,
something.
Say it. Say it. You were going to say it. Were you going to say easily?
Not easily.
Okay.
But when something like, dang, you did to me?
Yeah.
Like, I get I just like, I don't know. I mean, I do. I would talk to somebody if it's worth it. But sometimes I get stuck in my head and get so pissed off for a friend did
stubborn.
To me.
Stubborn. Let's say the words.
Is it stubborn or words. Be like, I'm going to let you. Why can't I allow that person to come to me and apologize or you know what I mean? And then I decide whether I want to continue to be. Why? You know what I mean? I mean, unless
I love
it's,
this right
you know,
now.
It got if it's something yes. that, you know, I'm going to say.
No, I love this. No,
but
I love
this. But it's not going to be a conversation if it's to a point where you basically really disrespected in some kind of way.
I feel like we're having a moment right now. And I feel like this is like a freeing moment for Donnell. Right? I feel like, Renisha, I feel like there's been something that's been on his chest for 20 to 30 years, crazy. Baby. Yeah. And he's getting it off right now.
No, not really. No, because, I mean, I've been done wrong in the past. But absolutely. I'm not anyone out there that I haven't had a conversation. I just said I'm done with you. But this is a conversation that I've listened to constantly when it comes to, you know, friends and people that's just no good for you, but they still hang out with them because, you know, they're good to go to the club with. And I just felt like it's just a conversation I wanted to have. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on it. You know, I see where I stand. I clearly see where you stand because you're very toxic in some kind of way.
I could be toxic. We could all be toxic. That's
and,
all
you know,
I'm saying.
And Renisha, you know, which is Rob's cousin, she has a little toxicity in her too.
Definitely do.
Oh, wait, toxicity. Maybe I. Yes. Maybe the word I was
yes.
saying was wrong.
You were.
It
was. I should have Googled it. I should have.
You should have Googled it.
I just didn't want the buzzing going on. I didn't want to get blamed for any interruption.
Oh, yes.
I thought
that's bad.
You knew the word he was saying was wrong, right?
Yes, so that's why
she
I said
me
it.
Out.
That.
She called
now
me out.
Now let's talk about it.
Yes, that's why I said it. Because
Renisha, at some point, you do put your foot in your mouth at some point, so we need to talk about it. If anybody listened to our episode that we just dropped, you know, I was saying Jesse.
Renisha,
no, it was Jesse. I was saying it wrong. She called me out on the air. You can actually listen to it, okay? But knew her cousin was saying it wrong and didn't call him out on air.
But I did call him out.
Did you?
Yes.
I don't even know. Did I say it wrong?
I said toxicity.
She did. She did. She didn't play that. She
That's what I said. And then you said it's a word. Google it.
So I said it wrong too.
So you said it too?
No, you said it right. No, toxicity, you said.
No, but she said, what did you say?
He said toxivity with a V.
Yeah, I
toxivity.
Did.
Toxivity.
That's not really calling him out. No, you didn't tell him that he was saying it wrong.
She did.
That's.
Did she?
She did. Yeah. And then when you said
so
toxicity,
that's what it's called now?
I said,
now?
Oh, wait a minute. She's right. That's the word I was trying to say.
All right, so I guess I was wrong. I'm going to listen to her back. I didn't hear her call it back. She didn't stop it like she stopped me.
She did. She called me out right on the air. You're going to hear it.
You didn't hear him
damn,
say.
Man, where was I at?
You
I don't
didn't
know.
Hear
you,
him.
Was in, you know where you was at? You was cutting butter.
I may have been thinking about all the
cut
people.
Us off.
You know what I'm saying?
All the people that
told me
cut
to
off
Google it. You didn't hear
he
him
did say
that.
Google
that's
it.
What I,
hear
I said.
That.
Yeah, that's because I said that about toxicity. Yeah.
I might have been getting attacked at the point. I don't know. I may have my apologies if you did call him out. That's good. You need to start calling people out.
Oh my goodness.
Just don't call me out. Other than that, yeah. What else is going on? Is that it?
That's it, man.
Yeah, it's good to be in the studio again.
Absolutely,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, it does feel good.
Miss him again one more time, man. Missing our brother, Joaquin.
Yeah.
He'll be back soon.
Yeah.
But nah, man.
I don't know why
combo.
We gave an applause, but yeah.
You're back in the studio and you just felt like doing
pressing
extra.
The buttons. Just
I'm,
extra.
I'm known for pressing the wrong buttons.
Just super extra real quick.
Let me see what this is. No. But yeah. That's all we got for you guys today. It's good to be back in the studio. We're definitely going to be back in the studio a couple more times, a few more times this year, so I don't have to hear these guys' mouths. You know,
thank you.
Get everybody set up. And, I'm still not letting it go. I still want to try to do a live show.
We should do it.
Still
we should.
Do it.
Yeah.
We should.
We need to find a venue.
We do.
Of where we can do our live show, and then I want everybody that's listen to us to come out and check us out live. You know, I'm very excited about that. I think that's going to be very dope.
That would be dope. They can see, then they can,
so,
yeah, they can see Darnell cut us off in person, live and direct.
That's fact. No, yep. That's not a fact.
See how easy it happens. Kind
of, yeah, you guys pick and choose who's being cut off. Like, but that's the problem. You guys going to get in front of people and then trying to act like you don't do certain things, and I'm going to be myself. like, but anyway, that's cool. We're definitely going to stay tuned for that because I'm going to work a little harder. We all should see if we can find a venue. Yeah. Other than that, thank you guys for listening. Hold on. I was going to bounce out. Francis.
What?
Where did this come from?
Come on the show, man. Because, you know, just so, you know, we can talk. Come on the show so we can talk, man. Because the people want to know where this stems from. And it's cool for you to be a fan of me. To go liking wow. all my liking all our posts. That's cool. I just want to know, I just have a few questions for you that I just want to know what those tags meant that you kept sending all these gun pictures. I want to know about that.
Can I just I know this is your moment.
Yeah. And if, hold on, I'm not going to let your friend just cut me off. See, there go Rob trying to cut me off. If you just needed a commercial and needed, you know, a spot on the show just to get your business out of there, what are you, instructor or something like that? Is he an instructor?
He actually is a wholesale salesman.
So I knew he had something that he wanted to come on the show and talk about.
Yes.
Come on the show and talk about that. Yeah. Let him come. Yeah.
I don't think you want this smoke, Donnell. I got to be honest with you.
I do want it.
I do not think you want this smoke for Francis.
I do want it.
Francis is not backing down. Francis is not one who backs down.
So why did you send him?
Because I want to see this. I'm being toxic. I'm being toxic right now. That's why.
That's cool. No. That's cool. I am inviting Francis to the show. I want you to come to the show so we can talk because I want to know where this went wrong and where you got this idea that I cut people off. I just want to know where that came from.
Because then you cut him off?
Yes.
I didn't really cut him
off.
Yes,
you did. No, I didn't really cut him off.
I didn't cut him off.
You cut him off.
I was basically interjecting a little bit.
While he was speaking, that's what you did.
No, but that's called, what normally happens in a source of conversation.
Let's Google that. That's called cutting someone off. No. That's what that is.
No, I just wanted to talk about a certain point before he went on to another point because he was someone that was rambling on at the time. So I just wanted to see what was going. You know, I just wanted to stop him for
that. I hear you.
This is going to be interesting. Yes, Francis, come on.
It's all good, but
come on
realize who controls the board. I do, Francis.
Wow.
All right, so you will get muted if you don't allow me to speak.
What is going on?
We're
going to set this up. No. We're going to set this up for sure.
Oh,
no, he's funny. I do want him to come in the studio live.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I'm someone that can definitely be educated on guns, but we can talk about after we address a certain situation. But come on the show.
The smoke is real.
Other than that, thank you guys for listening. If you haven't listened to our episodes, please go check us out on Spotify and Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @YallAin'tEasy_podcast. And Facebook is @YallAin'tEasy_RJD_podcast. You can also email us at YallAin'tEasy@gmail.com. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. I'm your host, Darnell.
This is Rob.
And your girl, Nisha.
Peace. Yeah.